Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me, as always...
It's Ben Vanel here. Hey, Tommy. Hey, Knox. Welcome to 2021.
Here we are, with some reason muted energy here in this year. That since everything's perfect now because 2020 ended, we're relaxed, baby.
That's yep. right.
Nothing's yep. going wrong anymore anywhere in the world. The everybody's fine.
The dumpster fire is in the rearview mirror, yes. and we're just speeding away down the highway.
There was a dumpster fire, and they're like, "Let's throw this dumpster fire in the trash where it belongs." But they just threw it in a bigger dumpster, which caught into a larger fire.
Yes, exactly.
And at the end of this year, we're going to throw that dumpster in the trash and be done with this.
How long do you give it before people start to log on and go, oh, 2021's just as bad, if not worse?
It's already happening. We're literally doing it now.
I know, but I think we always thought that was going to be that. You know, we weren't ever going, oh, can this year end?
No, but it'll be the same thing where it's the people like us who are like, we always knew.
We
thought 2021 sucked before it was cool. Going like, told you, and then everyone else on Twitter will be like, me too, and we'll be like, not again.
I deleted the Twitter app off my phone about a month ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Fuck, it feels great.
I got suspended.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm free. It's weird to be put in Twitter jail and go like, oh, wait, that means I'm free.
Yes.
Are you still not allowed back on there?
Nah.
That's crazy.
I sent them a thing being like, so I tweeted at a friend telling him I was going to smack him with a frying pan like Tom and Jerry.
It was friend of the show, Greg Larson.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Twitter was like, you're out.
That's insane.
It's so funny. I mean, it is kind of nice though to see a bit of balance where, like, you know, on Instagram, you know, there's all this stuff all the time about how Instagram polices women's bodies,
right.
you know, and how unfair that is. And, a man can put up a thing and nothing happens. So it is nice to see the balance, you know, corrected slightly.
Yes.
I guess. I mean, whatever. I was threatening him with cartoon violence because other people were threatening him for real.
Yes.
Right.
And so I did it as a joke. So I think they were monitoring him. And look, if I'd have been genuinely threatening to Tom and Jerry style, smack him with a frying pan and watch him walk away like an accordion or whatever, then hey, delete me.
Yes.
But I got deleted for sarcasm, which is probably for the best. Who cares? I'm out.
Yeah.
So do you feel like now when you do get reinstated, you've had enough away from it where you just don't feel the need to get back on it?
And it also just might not happen.
Yeah, right.
I think I'm out forever.
If that's permanent, that's so funny.
That's insane. Okay.
That being the tweet that does it forever is great.
This year of all years, I've got other things to spend my time on because it looks to be a wonderful year for video games.
Yeah.
Sure does.
We said many times throughout 2020, the dumpster fire year, that video games were like the one thing that we had or that the world had that didn't get impacted negatively. Maybe the responses to video games were a little heightened because of people's, mindset.
That's always been.
A couple of little things here and there, but by and large, the way in which you're receiving this entertainment was not impacted. So there's kind of no reason for them to get, not in the sense that like cinema's being closed down or whatever.
Yeah, true.
So you could still get the product. You could still enjoy it in the exact same way that you always have, potentially more so because you've got more time.
But this is coming from three guys who have PlayStation 5s.
Yes.
And have played it. Not that much.
Mine has been gathering dust over the past couple of weeks, but that's because I've been playing one specific game on PC only.
Mm. Right.
Although I did download Maneater today. It's on the PS Plus thing. I'm keen to play that.
I'm waiting for Rich Girl to come out. I want to play that more. Susanna.
Okay.
Is that one?
Yep.
Susanna. Is that what it's called?
I don't know if
called?
It's Hall & Oates. Helena. Roxanna?
No, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway, yeah, there's songs by a band that one of them's called Maneater.
Yeah.
But yeah, the and to be fair to the PS5, every band. Inanimate object every inanimate object gathers dust over time. But yeah, yes. I finished off Demon's Souls over the break. That game remains good.
I'm planning on finishing it off in the sense that I'm going to sell the disc.
Right.
I respect it. Beautiful game visually, but I'm not good enough to continue through the game.
Sure.
And I want my $120 back.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's big bozos at the moment.
Yeah. But yeah, Maneater's a game I've been keen on, but I didn't want to pay, I think it was like a $50 or something like that, for something that kind of looks like a silly...
Good news! It's on PlayStation Plus as of right now.
And did you know this? If you bought it...
I reckon I will know this.
You might, considering you host a video game
I know, show. And I'm just a knowledgeable person in general. Tell me any fact and I'll know it.
Did you know that if you bought Maneater on PS5 digitally in the past couple of months, you get a refund?
I knew that before you knew it. 2021, I'm the arrogant one on the podcast.
Okay.
I know all facts.
So we're continuing as normal. Yeah.
I'm saying nothing's changed.
But that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah, we are getting into interesting territory with something like that. And then this sort of a precedent of if you've bought the game last gen and they release you get a new gen patch in a lot of cases. But until everyone gets kind of on the same level with that, I feel like we're going to get into this kind of weird... thing where some companies kind of doing the right thing and wanting to treat the consumers well, and then other people are still going to just keep going, no, here it is again for full price.
Well, because I'm in a position where A, I'm an idiot, and B, I host a video games podcast. Mm-hmm. So like I bought Greedfall on a sale because I knew it was something I maybe wanted to play.
Yeah.
Never got around to it and now it's free.
Yeah.
Right.
And I bought Neo 1 and 2 and have neither played either of them but want to, but now they're getting the upgrade patch, but Neo 1 isn't, but Neo 2 is or something. So all that stuff's pretty confusing, but it'll go away soon because we're just getting flat out into a new generation here.
Yeah.
What's the first thing that's coming out on PS5 that'll be not backwards compatible?
I believe it's Ratchet and Clank.
Probably will be Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah. Because Horizon's on PS4. Mm-hmm. And that's the only other one I can remember that's coming out. I think God of War will be PS5.
Demon's Souls.
Oh, yeah. But that's a remake of a PS3 game.
Yeah. But I think, I was reading a Kotaku article about 2021 games today, and I'm pretty sure they said Ratchet & Clank is...
Yeah, right. Yeah. I started replaying through that first one, and fuck, it's so fun.
Yes.
Watched the trailer again for the new one. Looks great. All the jumping between worlds stuff, which seems like it's kind of been built to show off the fast loading and everything.
Mm. I think Deathloop is maybe not on the PS4.
Okay.
It is on the PC, I'm pretty sure, but I think Deathloop might be one as well.
Mm.
But also, I was reading a thing about the Xbox 2, the Xbox Series X.
The Xbox 2?
Man, I wish they had just called it the Xbox 2. Yeah. That'd be so much better.
Yeah.
But then there would have to be the Xbox 2 Mini or whatever, which is fine.
Xbox 2 Digital.
Or call it the Xbox 6 if you want to fucking seem like you're better than... Because who cares at this point?
Yeah.
But interesting stuff about them, because the Bethesda deal hasn't quite been finalized yet. So it seems like they can't quite say exactly what their plans are. But Phil Spencer's been out there saying a bunch of stuff of this is going to be big for Xbox.
Mm.
We're going to have a lot of titles going forward, a lot of first-person shooters and RPGs and stuff. So it does sound like they're positioning that to be an exclusive to Xbox and then PC as well.
Yes.
Right. Assume on Game Pass.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool for them going forward. Like there'll be some Bethesda game that's huge that will be on Xbox only and PC.
Really? I thought they'd initially said that it'll be timed exclusives.
It seems like they're going in the other direction, maybe.
I don't think they said definitively.
No, but that's
wasn't
the thing.
Deathloop
they can't
in the Sony presentation.
So Deathloop is the last one that had a contract existing with Sony already.
Right.
And there's maybe one other one that was already done and dusted.
Mm.
But yeah, because they're still to put the deal through. Finally, my understanding of the law means that they own me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't quite get the law.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've started reading the like end user license agreements from now on.
That's fine.
Because
it's the most Ben Vanell Holy thing shit. I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. I've been printing them out.
No. I'm kidding. What was... Oh, the... Because Cyberpunk had their epilepsy warning only in their end user license.
Right. But yeah.
I think end user license agreements mean that we are all owned
by sure.
the products yeah. that we buy.
I don't think we technically own this podcast. Probably not. There's probably yeah. some way in yeah. which I don't own my own name
mm-hmm.
or my likeness or mm-hmm. anything, and that's fine with me. Take it all, baby.
Yeah.
That would be a great defense if someone goes through the archives and tries to cancel you for saying something back in the day. You go, hey, it's not, I don't own the content. Yeah. It's the host. Cancel them.
This murder was actually committed on behalf of the Disney Corporation.
I did it in Disney World.
Yeah. My intellectual property was not owned by me. Yeah. I sold it to Comcast.
Before you got canceled on Twitter, your bio said, these are not my opinions.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't mean this. It's right there.
Yeah.
God, I reckon we'll see the day where someone legitimately tries that on in court. There'll be a landmark case.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, there's a whole bunch of games coming out in 2021, as you might expect.
Yep.
We've got like several lists of them here.
Yes.
Yeah, we were going to do this going to do this in our last episode. We were going to do a little quick look forward, and then we sort of started cobbling some stuff together and quickly realized that we'd have enough for a full episode of 2021 preview. Oh, and also thanks to everyone who checked out the Game of the Year episodes and sent us nice stuff about that.
We should mention here too that we're changing a couple of things with the Patreon.
Oh, mm-hmm. yes.
That's worth saying up top.
Yes.
So my understanding is I am going to make an official Discord.
Yes.
For us.
Okay. Yes.
For the podcast. Not everyone likes Facebook. So there'll be a Discord as well, because a lot of people like it. We've been slow to adopt it.
Yes,
but
well, we're boomers. I think our thinking was it's just one more thing to have to check.
Yeah,
it's one more app on the phone to have to monitor and all that kind of stuff.
I'm not the biggest fan of it either. Just the layout doesn't work with my brain. It's a constant chat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I prefer a brief comment.
Yes,
exactly. But but also more importantly is that for a little while now, there's been an unofficial...
Right.
Some people in our Facebook Patreon group started their own Discord.
And speaking of intellectual property.
Yeah, and we hate that. Yes. So we want to crush those assholes with our official channel.
Nah, we'll bring them all in. But
and this will be for patrons, we should say, yeah.
So,
and by the way, I am kidding. Thank you to the people who set that up, for the people who wanted it. That was cool.
They're doing, they're organizing multiplayer sessions and stuff through that, and that's what this one will be for.
It's the way of the future, and we will be on it and stuff and talking to people, and I'll probably come to love it.
Same.
At first you adopt a child out of obligation, but over time you're like, hey, this kid's good at chess, maybe I can make some money off of him. Anyway, so we'll have a Discord there, and then also on the one where you get the $10 tier, where you get the episode bonus episode, mm-hmm. you'll also get a weekly video
mm-hmm.
of us doing gameplay of stuff.
Yeah, let's plays and the fucking around and stuff.
Little things we want to do, and we're doing them every week. And they'll be for everyone a week later, but you get them a week earlier if you're on the Patreon.
Yeah, the early access video tier.
Everybody loves early access games. So we thought, hey, why don't we jump in on this Star Citizen craze?
Oh, that's good, yeah.
And promise a lot.
Beta videos where the sound's out of sync, clearly buggy. Adam's just clipping in through the screen constantly.
Mark Hamill will be on one eventually.
Yes. Yep.
But right now, you're just going to have to just put up with screenshots of Mark Hamill.
Which cost money.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's coming.
Yeah.
I promise.
Filth Citizen.
Gary Oldman's coming.
Yes.
I think he's in Star Citizen as well.
Really? Yeah.
We'll have actual products or content.
Yes.
So yeah, every week on the $10 tier, you get a bonus episode and you get an early access video.
Yeah.
And then on the $5 one, you get access to our groups, which will be a Discord and the Facebook one that's still there. And maybe we'll be adding more stuff at some point too, but that's like, we want to make the Patreon a good thing to be on.
Proposition.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that also means weekly videos on YouTube from like 2 weeks from now or something.
Like that, yeah.
But yeah. And we'll keep doing band camps. We're going to do another band camp soon.
Yeah.
Check all that. Yeah, check all that stuff out.
Content, baby.
More content for the same price. We're not changing the prices. No. Yeah.
Yeah, we're jamming it all in there. What a savings. What a value.
Yep, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's also like a yearly Patreon thing you can do that we've not really looked at properly yet, but we might activate that
too. We might switch that on. I think you get a bit of a discount if you pay up front for a year.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's more like a subscription model.
Yeah.
You get it. So everyone, point is, go have a look at the Patreon if you've not been on it for a while or if you've never been on it, because we're adding bonus little things. And I think that our bonus podcast is good.
Yeah, me too.
It'd be a...
Yeah, some people have said they like it more than this podcast.
And again, fuck you.
I mean, no, it makes sense. It's the one that, you know, people pay for.
Very hard as a listener to work out what the genuine announcements on this show are. Where it starts with a fact and then turns into a riff that then turns into vitriol that then goes back into fact.
Yeah. I think people are pretty adjusted to that being how media works these days.
That's fair.
Fuck, we've been poisoned too. God damn it. I'm so sorry.
It's exciting to think that people could do the yearly subscription to this and have the same experience with this that I have with Amazon Prime, which is, you know, thinking, oh, I've got ages to cancel this. I've paid for a year up front. I'll get my money's worth. And then getting a little notification that money's come out of my account for another year and go, ah, fuck.
That's right. They knew that my memory didn't last this long. They got me. But yeah, I reckon go have a look at the Patreon. We'll be posting heaps more.
Yeah, there'll be, I think we'll do a Facebook and a Twitter and an Instagram post of this stuff with an actual bullet point list.
Yeah, and links and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think the Discord will be fun. I make fun of it, but I reckon I'm going to...
The Facebook group is great. It's the best thing on the internet.
Genuinely, it's really good.
Yeah.
And so if we can keep that going, but with a second medium, hey, two mediums make a large, baby.
But I think
like an extra large.
Probably more like extra large.
I think I was a little skeptical of Discord because of the chat-based nature of it, but it is perfect for organizing game sessions, which I want to do more of as well.
And yeah, exactly.
And things like Among Us, isn't that run through Discord?
It's what people tend to use, but you don't have to.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But it's got integration stuff for it, I'm pretty sure.
Mm.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for all that. And then when the videos are up, if you want to share them around with friends and whatnot, it's a much more little easier kind of bite-sized way of getting the content of this show outside of listening to the full thing.
I think we're doing Heavy Rain first.
Yeah.
We're going to play through that, be a bit of fun.
Yep.
Come along for the journey. Get on the ground floor. You can say, I saw them before one of them turned out to be a terrorist and blew up that server station.
Right. Let's get into the games of 2021.
Mm.
And who knows? I think there's a lot of stuff where we've said this a bunch, but I kind of feel like the COVID-19 impact on games is probably more likely to happen this year than last.
Yes.
Yeah.
Movies and such were immediately affected, as was music. I think now is when we're going to start to see the effects of people that were working on things last year that we probably didn't even know about yet had their work schedules disrupted.
Yeah.
So things have been shuffled further down the line that had never been announced in the first place.
Totally.
So we'll never know when these were meant to come out.
Yeah. I think the stuff that we have on these lists may get delayed a little bit, but hopefully not. But yeah, I think you're right. There'll be less announcements of new games this year. That's my prediction, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And also, that's the nature of games any year anyway, is that a ton of them that are meant to come out don't.
Yeah.
So.
But taking this list at face value, and assuming that, you know, that this all does happen, which it won't, but assuming that it does, looks like a good year.
Yes,
looks I agree. Lots of fun stuff to play.
Yeah.
Looking forward to getting a bit more time in on the PS5.
Yes.
And, should we go through it?
Well, there's one that I want to call out straight away that I don't reckon will come out in 2021.
Right.
But there are rumors around it that it's getting there and that it got affected by COVID and was meant to be shown off end of last year and blah, blah, blah. But Elden Ring has been planned for fucking ages, it feels like. That's the new FromSoft one that George R. R. Martin was doing some writing on.
Fuck, I forgot that was
him. Right?
Yeah, God.
It will probably be good because every FromSoft game for the last decade has been good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
More than a decade.
Mm. What was the last bad one? Or was Dark Souls 2 not as well received? Or 3?
Yeah, 2 wasn't as well received. 3 was good still, but... And I think 2 was good as well, but 3 was muted because it was kind of more of the same thing. But Dark Souls and Bloodborne, and I think Sekiro less so, but still considered some of the best games that have come out in that last generation or so.
Yeah.
Demon's Souls as well. And before that, they were doing weird, even weirder, quirkier stuff.
Mm.
of like PS1, they had these games called Kingsfield, mm-hmm. which was like a first-person Dark Souls thing that barely worked.
Right.
They did all those Armored Core games, which were like combat things.
Right.
But yeah, in their current style of thing, they tend to fucking nail it.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to just see more about Elden Ring, even because they've barely showed any of it.
Mm.
And I want to play another one.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to call that one out first as my...
Call it out.
Yeah. Come meet me behind the bike sheds, Elden Ring, and I'm going to fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, another game that I saw on one of these lists that wasn't dated and I don't think is meant to be coming out this year even, is the next God of War game.
That's Ragnarok. Miles away, I'd
Surely,
say, as well.
Yeah. But is probably... the game I'm most excited for that isn't out yet.
Same.
Have they said, I feel like, did they, you know, not that this necessarily means anything, but did they say 2021?
I'm pretty sure at the end of that brief teaser trailer thing in that PS5 showcase.
That's right.
It said 2021 with the little God of War logo as the zero.
Okay.
Which I did for our Game of the Year podcast in 2018.
Yeah.
So how about you get the fuck off of my ideas?
Yeah.
That company that makes God of War, Santa Monica, Sony Santa Monica.
You're their unofficial Discord.
Yeah.
Like,
yes. I'm the Sony Santa Chandler to their Sony Santa Monica, where like, that's sort of, I'm the funnier one.
I mean, I don't know. Like, you probably are right, but it's also at the start of the year, it's kind of nice to live in the world. Like I said, take it at face value. And who knows? I mean, that last one was a little while ago, and that was a complete reimagining, and it's probably using a lot of the same assets.
Yeah.
I guess in the same sort of basket as that, which people don't know anything about and like no vague time frame has been given, is Breath of the Wild 2.
Oh yes.
Which a lot of people are thinking that this could be the year that we at the very least see something of it, like something substantial of it, because again it's coming up on, is it four years this year since Breath of the Wild 1. So, and again, you know, it's you have to assume loosely the same engine, same assets. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of enough time if you know, if they got going straight away.
Yeah.
It's kind of the like presumptive next big Nintendo game.
Yeah.
Right.
In my head, I can't think of another one that they've got on the cards, at least that they've announced yet. I guess Metroid Prime 4 is the only one I can think of that they've announced.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fucking ages away.
And then that got, they kind of restarted that only like 2 years
ago.
They
were hiring people like maybe last year, maybe the year before to like develop it still. Because I think it went back to Retro or something. Like they had been making it and they were like, sorry, everyone, we fucked it.
Yeah.
We're going to start again.
Yes.
But yeah, Breath of the Wild 2.
It should be a thing where when they're restarting it, they do a presentation where they show you the current build of it
and they
play it and they go, honestly, look at how fucked this is. Yeah. I know you're disappointed that you have to wait longer, but do you want to be playing this?
What were we thinking? This is fucking crazy.
Honestly, I would love that. Yeah. A Nintendo Direct where it's a focus on all the aborted games where we show you why they're all fucked and why they're not coming out.
You think you want a new F-Zero? Look at this piece of shit. Yeah, we tried. We fucking put out Star Fox Zero. Like, it was worse than that.
That would be...
Star Fox Zero is our level of, it's fine, put it out.
That's the bare minimum.
If we're below that, you know, fuck off.
Yeah. I would love that. I would love to watch that.
Yeah, that would be fun.
But yeah,
we made F-Zero a pedophile.
Yeah, I don't know why we did it.
Yeah.
It's a racing game.
You have to agree, we're right to not release
it. That was a dumb idea. Yeah. We thought we were being edgy and listen, we were, and it was wrong to do.
But wait, we've got one more thing.
Breath of the Wild 2 I could see coming out this year, because this year as well, those rumors have been around for a while of a new Switch.
Yes.
And they seem to be heating up,
crackling
over, bubbling over.
Yep. More powerful, slightly higher res.
Mm.
That would make sense. Couple it with BOTW2.
Yeah.
I could see it being like an expansion pack kind of thing where it'll, you know, Breath of the Wild 2 will work either way. Like it'll work on the old ones, but it kind of launches tandem or around this new, more powerful one that if you play it on that, takes a bit of advantage and gives it a bit of an upgrade.
Same thing as the Wii U. yeah. right? With the yeah. first one.
Yes.
I would love it if the new Switch was the same form factor so you could use the old Joy-Cons on
oh,
it.
Oh,
because
yeah.
if it's a significantly different shape, it means you can't use it with any of the Labo stuff,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure they would just be okay with doing anyway.
Yes.
Like...
They did it with... Well,
the
they
Switch
did it,
Lite doesn't work in there.
Right, yeah. right, right. Yeah. And like all the DS... stuff like there were games that didn't work on new versions and all that
yeah,
sort of stuff.
That was really weird because that like new 3DS, there was like two games that ever came out that were just for it.
Right.
There was like that Xenoblade Chronicles 3D
mm-hmm.
and a Monster Hunter,
maybe.
Mm.
But there were a few that were like increased features, like you were saying, like how like
right.
back in the day there were ones that were like you can play this on a Game Boy, but if you've got a Game Boy Color,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
that sort of thing. There was even a Zelda game that like had there was a Game Boy Color game that had. Different features on a Game Boy Advance. Like, they've always yeah, right. done this stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I could see,
I
like,
right.
but yeah, either Breath of the Wild 2 or, like, probably not, but Metroid Prime 4, something that, like, has graphically, it's like, looks kind of, is, yeah, would make, would take advantage of being on higher end hardware. But yeah, so, some kind of announcement of that and, yeah, their game slate for 2021. Because,
yeah.
That with Nintendo, apart from, Mario 3D World and that Monster Hunter game.
Yes.
Kind of don't really know anything.
So the rumors of like an April-ish release for new hardware line up with when Monster Hunter Rise is coming out.
Well, I was going to bring up because I watched a trailer of Monster Hunter Rises. It's Rises.
Just Rise.
Rise. Today. And I thought it was looked like it was running like absolute shit.
Right.
It's so choppy, really yeah. like low frame rate through the entire official trailer.
So yeah, it could be cool. That's March 26th. It'd be right. cool if they, by the time that comes out, are like, and there'll be a new Switch where it'll run like a normal game.
Yep.
But that is weird to have announced and shown off the game running like that before you're
yeah.
saying anything about the hardware, but yeah.
I'm pretty sure they've released Monster Hunter games in the past that have also had pretty dodgy technical aspects.
Right.
So it's not that weird for mm-hmm. them to do it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a rabid fan base that will... I mean, yeah, people seem to love the gameplay loop and the mechanics specifically, and yeah, if you've been a Nintendo person... for a while, you're probably a little more forgiving of the technical issues.
There are a couple other Switch games.
Issues. Yes.
The new Pokemon Snap game. Mm-hmm. I'd forgotten yep. that even existed.
Mm.
Not announced, but dope.
Yeah.
I want to take some fucking photos of some Pokemon, man.
Yep.
Let me out there.
Yep. Yep.
Let me go.
I've never played Pokemon Snap.
It's fucking sick.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
You want to throw an apple at a fucking Squirtle?
Yes.
Cunt, I got the game for you.
Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be really fun. Hopefully they haven't, messed with the formula too much.
Mm.
But yeah, looking forward to that.
And that new World Ends With You sequel.
Oh, yep. Yes.
It's coming to the Switch and the PS4. I never played the original. Did any of you played the like re-release?
I played a little bit of it, yeah. That new Monster Hunter I am looking forward to trying out. And the Monster Hunter, what's it called? Monster Hunter Stories, the RPG.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of one. That looks cool. But yeah, and looking forward to playing Mario 3D World again. But yeah, just really, yeah, really, because it is, yeah, it's 4 years on, so it's, you know, the Switch has been out there for a while, and that's the nature of the hardware is that they can just... It being essentially a handheld,
yeah.
It's the kind of thing that does lend itself to just being incrementally like, oh, here's a new one with a bit more under the hood.
Well, it's more wear and tear on handhelds as well.
Exactly,
people are much
yeah.
more likely to be like, yeah, my Joy-Cons look like shit now. The paint's, you know, wearing off.
Mm.
Time to upgrade.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I'd love a revision of the Joy-Con as well. Like the controllers on the Switch Lite feel so much better. You know, just a complete... Just a complete rethinking of it, I'd be so into.
The only reason I wanted to fit in the old Labo stuff is because I bought some Labo things and still haven't built them.
Right, right.
So I want that Switch to be the same.
Yeah.
But better.
Yes.
Like 2021.
I never ever use the Joy-Con for anything except for playing fitness boxing.
Right.
And I think I have the drift thing because they like register fucking like 50% of the time. It's really frustrating.
Right.
If I was a, someone who was... I mean, do they drift when you're playing in handheld mode?
It's the sticks.
Right. Oh, yeah, drift. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Because, Yeah, that's shitty, and I would be happy to upgrade that hardware because I never bothered to send it in to get it fixed.
Yep, yep.
So yeah, that's really it. And I, there's Bravely Default too, but I don't think any of us really know.
It looked much. A little disappointing. Style, yeah. Yeah. I was keen for it before I saw what the game looked like.
Same. Yeah. I tried a little bit of the demo and just could not get into it. But, they're doing that thing that they did, I think with Octopath, where they've done like two different demos and they're taking feedback on it.
Oh.
And demos are like, well, like not just, hey, it's out in a month. Here's a little snippet. It's like, hey, what do you think? Let us know.
Because that's out in February.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're getting close. The game that's out the soonest that I'm interested in is Hitman 3.
Yes.
Very soon.
Like 2 weeks. To the point where maybe we shouldn't even bother to talk about it because we'll review it in a couple
of
weeks.
Yeah.
So my question is, I've never played any of these. Mm-hmm. Do you think I'll be right to just jump on in?
So here's what I reckon you could do if you wanted to. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Both.
The look on your face of like, do I even bother saying it? We all know what's coming.
The first two Hitman games, or like the first two reboot ones, are on sale currently.
Ooh. Okay.
And if you own them, you can bring all of that content into the Hitman 3 engine, play it all in VR the new one, play it all with all the new little gameplay tweaks and stuff that 3 has.
Yep.
So you get basically 3 games for the price of 3 games, 2 of which are discounted. But
right,
it might be worth thinking about if you reckon if you want to go hog fucking wild on being a hitman, you can be 3 games worth of hitman at the same time.
Am I maybe better to get 3, start with that, and then go back?
You could do.
Yeah, there is a story, but it's stupid as hell.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you a single thing about it except for like shadowy organization.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. It, like it's Hitman hiring the Hitman to hit Hitman or some bullshit.
Pretty much. Right. Yeah.
So yeah, you don't need to worry about
it. It's
that.
Less intricate than the Mission Impossible movies. So
okay, right.
Yeah.
You, yeah.
It but sounds fun.
They're it's very really good games fun, yeah. And each of the levels are distinct and different enough from each other that I think all of them offer something new that is worth doing.
Right. Yeah.
So the content of the other two is still very good today and is only 4 or 5 years old at most. So I think that it's a pretty cool option to be able to play all 3 in the one game.
Yeah. What's something that Tommy might have played? Because it's sort of like, it's very stealth-based, but it's stealth-based in the way of like, you can walk around this whole level, looking at everything and then be like, all right, I'm just going to wait till that guy walks away, go through that door, shoot this person and then walk out without being found. Like, it's not so much stealth combat if you don't want it to be. It's like almost like stealth puzzle solving.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it's like
pretty, you get to be pretty creative in it.
Yes.
And it's also.
And you're creative, Tommy.
Yeah. There's a mission where you have to draw. Do you wanna play this game?
Oh, is that how you trick your adversaries? You paint a train tunnel on the wall and hope that they run through it?
Yeah. Oh well, actually Superman eats broccoli. So if you want to eat the broccoli, you could be like Superman. They're also kinda funny. They're kinda lighthearted.
Yeah.
And they're a very fucking good time, those Hitman games. I rebought 1 and 2 on the PS4. To play them in the VR mode that's coming with 3.
Ah, cool. Nice.
Because I played them on the Xbox originally.
And is the PS5 version, it is coming out on?
It's both. So the PS4 version is the only one where you'll be able to do VR because the PS5 technically doesn't have VR.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But there is a PS5 version of that too that will run better.
Cool.
So that'll be fucking confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm sure we'll bitch about that on here in a couple of weeks.
What about the medium? You guys, any interest in that?
Yeah.
Play it twice, you get an extra large. What is it?
It is a Silent Hill-esque game with, I think, like parallel timelines or parallel dimensions maybe.
Yeah.
I watched the trailer of it today. It looks spooky and it looks like Silent Hill. That's basically the best...
Okay.
Yeah, it looks
very.
It.
Yeah, I remember it from that that Xbox presentation.
Yeah.
It looks very. Yeah, it looks creepy as hell.
A lot of walking around, at a slow pace, and like glancing down at a pile of shoes and being like, "Oh, that shoe belonged to that dead girl." Stuff like that.
I think this is the first game of this generation that you will be not able to play, Tommy,
because
it's Series X and PC.
Yep.
Yeah. How about that? That's exciting.
Yeah.
Let's us play it and not tell them about it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll lock that episode behind an extra Patreon level.
We'll
yeah,
whisper Tommy's about it until you get in the room and go, shh, shh, shh. Oh, hi, Tommy. Yeah, I'm kind of looking through in order of when things are like slated to be released now. Because there are...
Well, then the next one... I am looking forward to trying Hitman 3. The next one coming along... that I'm very keen to play, Persona 5 Strikers.
Ah, yes.
So, Dynasty Warriors, spin-off Persona game in that engine,
yep.
Which is basically a sequel.
Yes.
Hyrule Warriors style, where it's like, yeah. like actually directly linked to the game that it's the spin-off of that everyone really loves and, yeah, telling a follow-up story.
Because this came out in Japan before Persona 5 Royal. Strikers is a sequel to Persona 5 and doesn't have the Royal stuff in it.
Yeah. Oh.
So that extra character and whatever won't be a factor in this. So that's just sort of a weird part of this game's existence.
Sure. Yeah, but I think from the blurb that I read, I think you're looking at the same one, Tommy. It's like they're tackling a new case.
Right,
which I guess is, it's less of a giant overarching narrative like the first or the original. I still am yet to go in on one of these Warriors style games. Mm-hmm. This is the one that's most likely to tip me over the edge.
Yeah.
But I'm still not necessarily motivated enough to buy it. I don't know.
I reckon you'll end up liking it. Because it's like the style of... quite straightforward and sort of mindless combat that I think is a element of games like Mad Max and those kind of open world games that are just a bit...
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
That are good sort of switch your brain off and get into it games.
Sure.
That's the funny... This Dynasty Warriors, it's like just the most basic ass gameplay mode.
It's really weird.
That it's so funny that because it basically lives or dies by... how much you care about the skin that's put over it.
Right.
So Hyrule Warriors is fun because it's all the Breath of the Wild stuff. And yeah, it's just kind of fun to mindlessly run through groups of enemies and slash them and whatever. And yeah, I'm looking forward to playing this, not because I necessarily love the gameplay loop of Hyrule Warriors, but because I want to see more of that, like the persona style and the music and the sound effects and all that kind of stuff.
And it looks like, especially with this game, they've fucking nailed it from everything I've seen. So
is this developed by like the Dynasty Warriors people? Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I think if it's anything like, because Nintendo did have a lot of input on Hyrule Warriors, so that like this apparently is like 50 or 60 hours long or something. And it's got all the like side stuff as well. It's got all the like relationships and the like going to shops and all that sort of stuff. So it's got all the side stuff which is what kind of got me most interested in it too. It basically feels like it is the same as Persona 5, except that instead of it being turn-based combat, it's like horde mode.
It's reverse Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
They've flipped that. Okay, I'm interested now.
Yeah,
I don't know, the writing or the story beats and the that stuff in Persona 5 is what carries me through it. And I guess if Atlus have consulted in that regard,
if they get it close, that'll probably be enough. Because like the Hyrule Warriors, the way that it was kind of like Breath of the Wild, even though that story was kind of shitty in the original, it was cool. It was enough for me to go like, I'm playing more of this than I would have.
Yeah, totally. Okay. You've convinced me. I'm going to get it for the podcast and write it off for tax.
Take that, ATO.
Yes.
Adam's time off.
Yep.
Adam, Tommy, and other.
In February 2, Little Nightmares 2. I know you were a fan of the first one, Tommy.
First one was really cool, yeah. Mm.
And Super Mario 3D World the next day. So you've got a... goodbye, girlfriend. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I never played 3D World. I played 3D Land. Enjoyed it.
3D World is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm keen.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Mm. It's a fucking good-ass
and
game.
The Bowser game. I don't know.
It's so
just
funny.
Just like five more levels, I reckon.
Right.
But either way, whatever it is, It's so bizarre that they still have not said anything about it and it's out in a month.
It's multiplayer, was that?
Yeah, you can do four-player co-op in this. And I think there's an online mode for this.
With this one,
yeah.
That was the only thing I didn't really... I kind of feel like in the marketing and everything of it, they really lean into the kind of it being a four-player thing, which kind of, I think, undermines... that it's just a great single-player platformer.
Well, because those new Super Mario Brothers games leaned into that too.
Yes.
After like the Wii one. And that, yeah, it was...
It kind of makes it feel like you're somehow missing out on a part of the experience when it's an addition. It's not like the main thing. Like,
and the single-player game in 3D World is way better than those new Super Mario Brothers games.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Overwatch 2 is apparently meant to be coming out in February. That's got a single-player mode now as well.
Okay.
Which could be cool. I'm interested in giving that a little crack. That Destruction All-Stars game, that's a vehicle combat one that's going to be free now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Part of like the PS Plus collection or something?
Just launching on PS Plus, like Rocket League did back in the day.
Yeah, sure.
We got Yakuza Like a Dragon's PS5 version coming out in March, which is when you and I will probably play it, Tommy.
Keen for that.
Me too. Shut up. Well, don't talk over me again or else I'll fucking kill you.
2021, baby. That sweet, sweet new energy we're bringing.
I got a year's worth of tension and I am ready to let out. that shitty looking Prince of Persia Sands of Time remake.
Oh, so shitty looking.
Looking forward to ignoring that.
Yep.
What the fuck's Returnal again?
Oh, I looked at this today as well. This is a game by Housemarque who... Okay. Have done Rezogun, Bismarque. Yes.
Is it House Marquee like Bismarque?
I don't know.
No,
don't know.
Marquee is in like you're at a tent.
Oh yeah, Marquee like your one of the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, sure.
And that's what you call your leader.
Marquee like Mark Edwards, a man who may exist.
Almost definitely, I reckon. Yeah. It'd be fucking weird if there was no one in the world called Mark Edwards.
Mark Edwards.
If that just didn't happen for some reason, that would be fucked up.
I reckon there's at least 8 listeners of this with the name Mark Edwards.
That should be your new Twitter account, Knox. I'm not Adam Knox. I'm
Mark Edwards. Yeah. I'm wearing my glasses upside down. Can't be the same person.
But they made Rezogun. And they made a bunch of other sort of side-scrolling shooters and stuff like that.
I remember we all thought this looked good from the Sony presentation. I remember us all being into it and then the reveal of the title, we were all like, oof.
Bad title.
This is the time-loopy third-person shooter one. Yes,
it is indeed. Yeah, it looks it's kind of like a shooter version of the Warriors games. Like just lots of enemies, almost like a 3D bullet hell game where you're dodging projectiles and shit, you're shooting projectiles. It's all about projectiles. They should have called it Projectile.
Well, another game that could be called Projectile is the Nier Replicant remake that's coming out in April. I'm fucking stoked about that.
So this is the first game, but a remake?
So my understanding is that the original game came out in two versions with a different main character in each version.
Oh.
Because the one that came out in Japan was about someone's brother. And the one that came out here was about their dad. But it was the same character. They just changed the age to appeal to different markets or some shit.
Oh.
And it changed the story a little bit to reflect that.
Right.
And this is a remake of the one with the dad, which I can't remember if we got that or Japan got that.
Right.
And then it's got like some extra stuff in it too, I believe. The full name is Nier Replicant version 1.22474487139...
Okay.
It's fucking... I love it. It's so dumb.
From Japan, yeah, like you said?
Yeah. So Nier Automata was one of the best games on the PS4, and I'm looking forward to playing this. But the original Nier wasn't quite as good by all accounts, but it looks like they've gussied up the things that weren't quite as good for this version. I'm also looking forward, speaking of like remakes, to playing the Final Cut version of Disco Elysium, which comes out in March.
So neither of you guys played that at all yet?
Real happy to have just let it slip by.
I got to a point where I was too dumb slash didn't have the time to progress in the puzzle solving stuff. I'll probably just start it fresh. But I loved what I was playing. It's such a great aesthetic and the best writing probably next to where Kentucky Route Zero, like really good stuff.
Great.
Chucking voice acting on all of that writing too is
when's that out?
Huge deal. This says TBA in March.
Ah, yeah, okay.
That's
okay.
According to the website wikipedia.org.
Classic.
Which I made.
I am looking forward to playing that, trying that Monster Hunter Rise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember, I think I was liking World, but it just felt like it was going to take a long time to really get a handle on. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this will probably be basically the same thing.
Probably.
But maybe slightly simplified because it's on the Switch. I don't know, but
it looks very similar.
But I do like that world and the kind of cool aesthetic of it and everything.
Yeah. I kind of think I'm in the same boat where I'm yet to have one of those games hit properly.
Yeah.
In the way that it seems to with some people where they just go like, fuck yeah, this is exactly what I want.
I'm trying to find my hours put into this game on on the PlayStation app, which apparently I have not downloaded on this phone yet. So, you know, this might be something for later in. Oh, no,
congratulations.
It's already downloaded.
Wow, this is exciting.
But my point was going to be I did get my hooks into Monster Hunter World. I played it a lot. I didn't finish the story, but I was trying to nail everything, like do all of the little side gigs,
all the
monsters.
That's why I became a musician.
I have a feeling that it came out around Comedy Festival, maybe it was like...
I reckon it was like a January of 2016.
Okay.
Something like that.
Interesting.
Maybe 27. Yeah.
I just remember being too busy for the time that it really needs you to put into it. Because when you're fighting the monsters, you don't really get any indication of how you're progressing with wearing them down. Like, there's no health bar or anything like that.
They start limping at some point. Yeah,
you knock off bits of them, I feel like was the...
Yeah, I remember finding that a little frustrating.
Yeah, I definitely... There's a huge curve. There's a difficulty hump to get over.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck, once you do, and I had to look up a few things, similar with Demon's Souls, it sounds like, you find the weapon that matches your play style, just of games in generally, and then even that, you gotta like do a bunch until you figure it out. Actually, very similar to the Souls games.
Yeah.
It's about animations. It's about judging timing based on learning the patterns of, they're all like bosses, basically.
Yeah.
The only other two games that are of note to me that have actual dates for the year at this point, Deathloop, which we kind of talked about, but like Dishonored Team, time thing seems cool if they can pull it off.
Yep.
Interested to see what that ends up being like.
I think we've all gotten more into it the more that's been shown of the game as well.
I certainly have. Yeah. I'm excited to give that a crack.
Yeah.
And Back 4 Blood, which I don't reckon will be good. That's meant to come out in June, but that last game they made, Evolve, because they did Left 4 Dead, this team, but with Valve's help.
Yep.
And then they made... Do you remember Evolve?
No.
Where one person was a big monster and then there were four other players who had to fight the monster.
Oh, cool.
I think I remember hearing about the concept because...
It fucking flopped and I think it just wasn't that replayable or whatever. I think people just got pretty sick of it pretty quick was my memory of how people responded to it at the time.
It's the same model as the Friday the 13th game, right?
Yeah. And just for whatever reason, people didn't seem into Evolve, but they're doing Left 4 Dead 3 essentially.
Right.
Back 4 Blood.
Did you play Left 4 Dead?
Yeah, I loved it.
I don't think I ever played it at all.
Left 4 Dead, both of them, 1 and 2, were both really, really fun. Kind of horde mode games, almost. You went through a level. The zombies were like kind of differently generated each time, so it was never quite the same twice.
Mm-hmm.
But really fun, creative levels with like a cool, spooky atmosphere.
Right.
And a fun co-op multiplayer thing.
I always pictured it in my head of like, it's one room and there's a bunch of windows and doors and it's like a co-op game where you're just like shooting out the windows at zombies.
That's like the Call of Duty zombies mode.
Right,
basically.
Right.
This is like you go through like a B-movie set piece pretty much.
Right, okay.
And they're like kind of long and you go between different like safe rooms in between three or four different kind of stages of each level.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be like a shopping center one.
Right.
Where you go through the car park of the shopping center and like the main mall part and whatever.
Yep.
And all those kind of zombie movie things where it's like, here's this bridge.
Right.
And it's going up and we have to get over it in time or whatever.
That sounds much, much better than I thought it was,
to be honest. Those two Left 4 Dead games are fucking cool.
And were they Valve?
So it was this company whose name is fucking something, Turtle Rock.
Yeah.
They made...
the greatest. Yeah, okay.
You're listening to the sounds of the 70s. Turtle Rock all the time. It's just rock, but it's played like this. You get it? Turtles are slow.
Yes.
It's good to be back, baby. Anyway, they developed the first one with like input from Valve, is my understanding. Right. Then Valve pretty much made the second one, and then now Turtle Rock on its own is doing this one.
Mm.
So we'll see.
Mm.
I just have some feeling for some reason that it just won't quite hit.
What one? This Back for Blood.
All right.
Ukulele style. It's there's been a few examples of
right
going back to the well and it being like,
yeah,
you don't quite have the same magic.
I don't know what it is, and it's maybe unfair, but there's just a feeling in my gut,
mm-hmm.
and I trust my gut.
Yeah.
Because it's the biggest part of me. So how am I not going to trust it?
Yeah.
If I don't trust the largest part of me, then I'm going to have a bad relationship with myself.
Yeah, yeah. And I trust the smallest part of me.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
What bit is that?
The pinky finger.
Yeah.
It's the smallest part of me.
Must be nice.
What else?
Yeah, the new Ratchet & Clank game.
Oh, yeah.
Really looking forward to that. Halo Infinite will be out at some point this year, presumably.
You'd assume so.
I don't really give too much of a fuck one way or the other, but that's something.
Yep.
There was, I believe, a thing that leaked or something that suggested it was coming out in April now.
Right.
But, you know, I believe it when we see it with that game, right?
Yeah. At this point.
That Harry Potter game.
Oh, yeah.
Hogwarts Legacy.
That's right.
I'm excited for this.
Supposedly out this year.
It's a bad name.
Yeah.
Hogwarts Origins.
Yeah, right. I'm Hogwarts Legacy. That joke doesn't make sense to anyone.
That's so in. But the three people who get it, exactly. They're loving it.
Timothy Clark, that one's for you.
We don't really know much about that still. Hey.
I think I just like the concept.
Harry Potter RPG.
Yeah. It's cool. It's in the world, but not using those characters.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of it's a bit of a blank canvas for you to fully RPG in that world, which I think is cool that exists for fans of that world.
Harry Potter, Rupert P. Grint.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was his name, right? Rupert Grint?
Yeah.
Is his middle name start with a P?
Let's look it up.
I'm going to find out. Anyway, you keep talking. We don't need to pause everything until I look up what Rupert Grint's middle name is.
As it gets closer, it's... we talked about this when it got revealed, but it is very...
Rupert Alexander Lloyd Grint.
Ah.
God damn it.
For all the people that worked on that game and then it being revealed right around the time that J.K. Rowling, yet again back on her bullshit.
Yeah.
She has no involvement in this game other than it being based in her world. But then, of course, it gets backlash just because it still is going to be some money going into her pocket in some. It's set. I mean, she sucks. Her views suck. And her books are shit. But yeah.
Her books were all right.
But, whatever. But like, yeah, I mean, a lot of people worked really hard on this game and it'll be really interesting to see kind of what the conversation is around it when it comes out. I think a lot of people are just going to want to boycott anyway, and that's kind of fair enough, but...
Understandable.
Yeah.
Far Cry 6 comes out.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon we could... Giancarlo Esposito.
Yes.
We know exactly what that game is.
Totally.
I reckon I could like literally run you beat for beat through my exact experience with that game.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, just because I don't want to, but I could if I wanted to.
Could be fun.
I've loved every Far Cry game. Yeah. So,
That's because they've all been the same.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I loved... Well... From 3 onwards, they've all been the same. Yes.
If this comes out, the best thing for this game, or for my enjoyment of this game, I should say,
which is all that matters,
would be for it to come out when we are plunged into our inevitable third lockdown in the city.
Yeah.
If it's outside of that, I don't know how much I'll be bothered.
Yeah.
Fair. I mean, it's coming. Whenever it shows up, it's showing up.
Mm.
Peace out to all the people out there who are already in there.
Yep.
Yeah, peace out.
Peace out isn't what I meant. Do I mean shout out?
Dicks out.
Dicks out for the boys.
Yeah.
Dicks out for Resident Evil Village.
Yes. Oh, very excited. Yes.
I'm absolutely going to rock out with my dick out to that.
Okay.
I'm going to jack off while I'm playing.
Yeah, to Resident Evil 8.
Yeah, I loved 7. I love that they're doing... the same first person style as 7. I thought it was really fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
I love the aesthetic of this. The trailers have all looked really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'll play it with the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go in.
Horizon Forbidden West. Still got to finish off the first one.
I really for this, but I think I did. You finish it or
I finished it and then didn't play the DLC.
Right, I played it for a bit. Got a bit sick of the shitty maybe storytelling. It was a little shallow and characterization was not very good. And then I went back in and finished it and really enjoyed it by the end of it. I don't know why. I guess the gameplay was fun. It's visually really cool.
Yeah. I kind of want to give that another honk.
Yeah.
This year maybe if there's the time.
Yeah.
Because
people love it. People hold it up as the best game on PS4.
It's one of those ones, I think, like Ghost of Tsushima, where a lot of people's opinions of it were higher than mine. And it's a similar genre, similar sort of reasoning.
Mm.
So I just kind of want to see if I can click into that mode.
Mm.
Maybe I'll fucking hit myself in the head with a mallet a couple of times to dumb myself down like the masses.
God.
Nah, I'm kidding.
I know a guy on Twitter who could belt you with a frying pan.
I don't think he's on Twitter anymore. That Vampire Bloodlines 2 game is meant to come out, but that'll get massively delayed and probably end up bad.
It's already been delayed, right? Wasn't it meant to come out in 2020?
Yeah, and like a bunch of people quit and like...
Oh, wow.
The production of that seems to have gotten kind of fucked up. So
That's a shame. Because the previous one was very good.
Might be the vampire's curse on that series, which is to, if you get bitten by someone who's developed a bad game. those two Batman games, the Gotham Knights one and the Suicide Squad one.
Fuck yeah.
They're both meant to be coming out. Okay. I think we were both a little underwhelmed at the look of those two from that DC presentation last year.
Bad trailer for Suicide Squad and... I think the only thing about the other one is that it's not attached to the Arkham franchise, where it seems like it should be the next logical step in that story.
It's pretty fucking weird. And then it's like a co-op focused kind of game, it looked like.
That's
too.
That's right.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Age of Empires 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
You ever think that was going to happen?
No.
I did, and I was right.
Wow.
Like I said, jeez. I know facts.
Yeah, this guy. A sequel to a successful gaming franchise.
Yeah, I predicted it. I think there's going to be another...
Breath of the Wild.
Mario, yeah. I'm smart.
Oh, speaking of strategy games, there's a game coming out called Humankind that looks like Civilization, but by someone else.
Mm.
And I want to play it.
I actually think human mean... I think that's the biggest problem with them. Okay. Human, not kind. Human, mean.
It's something we can all hopefully ignore.
The Humankind's one of those 4X style games, hey?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Queensland's favourite beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that seems like that might be basically it. I mean,
there's bits and pieces like this. In terms of indie games, there's that Cuphead DLC that's been meaning to be coming out for fucking ages now.
Yeah, that's yep.
That's on its way. And
Hollow Knight
is massive for me. I'm really, there were some details about that were out in, I think, Edge.
Oh, yeah.
Or US Magazine or maybe Game Informer, one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exactly the sort of thing you'd expect if you were imagining a Hollow Knight sequel. Like, it's bigger and there's more moves and the bosses are cool. That sort of thing. But fuck, I love Hollow Knight, so more of that.
I didn't realize this until I read about it and learned all the facts. But story.
I didn't have to read about it. I just knew it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Story of Seasons, Pioneers of Olivetown. Why is that an interesting game, Knox?
Story of Seasons, Pioneers of Olivetown.
Yeah.
Well, because no one's been to Olivetown before. Mm. So they're pioneering it. And they're like, what grows here? Strawberries. Let's mix it up. Name it Olivetown.
That may be true. Also true
it
about
is.
It.
I said it, so it is.
Harvest Moon, the franchise, Harvest Moon, those games. So that they Story of Seasons was originally like part of the Harvest Moon franchise. They split off.
Yeah, and they split off, right?
Yeah.
They started making the Story of Seasons games rather than Harvest Moon. Yeah.
But Harvest Moon...
I don't know, bitch.
I think continued with maybe the dregs of that development team and put out some bad games.
There's been... I think since like the Game Boy Advance or something, there hasn't been. Because some of the other Harvest Moon people went on and made those Rune Factory games too. Oh, I'm pretty sure.
And there's a new one of them coming out this year.
But Story of Seasons, Pioneers of Olivetown is essentially a new Harvest Moon game with an interesting aesthetic. I've never gone in on one, but I might give this one a crack.
There's a lot of options these days if you want like a... farming RPG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's tons of that sort of game out now.
Yeah.
Yeah. People love busy work for some reason.
Me too.
There's a cool one that I've been meaning to try. What is it? It's Sakura?
Yeah. Oh, of rice and ruin.
Yes.
Yeah, half planting rice crops and then half 2D action platformer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would I want to play a game about my life? You know? That's all I do normally.
What? Plant rice.
Yeah.
And ruin it.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you're harvesting rice and be like, you ruined it.
Yeah. You fucked the rice.
You wrecked my rice.
Gran Turismo 7?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cars.
Yep.
That's my...
The king of facts.
Yeah.
Strikes again. Great showcase visually for the PS5.
Mass Effect re-release.
Oh, yeah.
Psychonauts 2, hypothetically. And there'll be more stuff announced. I'm looking forward to hearing about new Nintendo stuff, like always.
Yeah.
I really want to know what Bethesda's shit will be when that deal gets all wrapped up and they're like, guess what? Starfield, Xbox only. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, enough with the language. But
and of course, later on this year, we're going to be seeing Skatebird.
Yes. I refuse.
Yeah. Which, what was our alternate title we pitched?
Tony Hawk, right?
Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
Pro Birder?
That can't have been it. Diablo 4 is pretty far along as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably heaps of shit that we're forgetting. I want to know what's happening with VR.
Yes.
I want to see some more VR shit.
Yes.
The new Sony one especially would be cool to get some details on.
Been playing a bit more of the Oculus in the last week. And really keen to see it gather a bit more momentum and get some good, some solid... Like, played a lot of The Climb and really loved that. The Climb 2 is meant to be out. There's no date on it. I think it was originally meant to be out sometime at the end of last year, but it's still just in the coming soon section. So
there's some shit that's pissing me off about VR lately.
Oh.
Where the Quest...
Oh, it's time for Noxy's Soapbox.
Hey, everyone. This tastes disgusting. there's exclusives for the Quest that you can't play on a Rift.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're Oculus exclusive, they're Quest exclusive.
Yeah, that's annoying.
That's very strange.
And there's only a couple right now. There's like a Star Wars one that I probably wouldn't enjoy anyway, and a Jurassic Park one that's coming that looked kind of cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I started the Jurassic Park one.
Did you now?
It's pretty cool so far. Maybe I'll talk more about it next week. But the VR at the moment, I'm finding it frustrating in the sense that I know the style of game that I really like that works, which is either... puzzle thing where stuff is coming at you, like Beat Saber, right?
Sure.
You're still, stuff is moving towards you. I've been playing Pistol Whip, which is kind of like half rhythm game, half shooting game where, enemies are coming at you and you're shooting them in time to the music and you are moving, but you're not controlling the movement. It's automated.
Right.
So you can, me personally with my brain, I can kind of trick myself into thinking that it's just kind of a conveyor belt that's coming.
Yep.
I don't feel like I'm moving. I feel like things are...
Yeah.
Which is the same with The Climb. Like, I don't feel like I'm moving around the space. I feel like I'm pulling the space around me, which helps me to not feel sick.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
so
then,
you're saying you feel sick if you're not the center of the universe.
But then the 3D platformers like Astro World where you're stationary and maybe you as the camera are moving every now and then. And
But it's like a diorama in front of you.
The Fisherman's Tale was that as well, right?
Fisherman's Tale was... you had to kind of move a little bit, but not too much. Trover Saves the Universe and Moss are the same thing where you do move, but you just move to a different diorama.
Yeah, that's right. Moss was really fun. I played that on the PS4, PSVR. Yeah.
It looks great.
Yeah.
But then... This Jurassic World game is back to that style of you have to move yourself around with the sticks and it just, I don't know, it just doesn't feel good. And I kind of wish that, I don't know, I kind of want developers to just realize that it's just not a great way of doing VR and work out a different way of doing it where either you just move incrementally and then you just look through a static area. Like,
that's, I mean, you got to play Half-Life Alyx or another game that has this.
Yeah.
The teleporting movement in that is perfect.
Right.
Everything about that game's presentation and mechanics and technical implementation is exactly how a high-end AAA VR game is meant to work.
I like moving around with the sticks. I don't mind it at all. So
yeah, right. But I think maybe I need to be options. Seated. Yeah. Being seated and doing it might be the difference. It's standing sure. and doing it kind of fucks me up.
Everyone's brains just interpret this yeah. stuff differently too. Yeah. Like it is a known thing with VR, so there should be options for you to
totally
to
yeah.
have a different movement.
I can't do just fluid stick movement in VR. But with teleportation, fine, absolutely fine. Had no issues whatsoever.
That's so crazy that our brains are more easily able to interpret fucking warping between yeah, 2 points yeah, in space yeah. than
not having our own feet do the movement. Yeah. yeah.
But it's, I guess for me, it's also like, yeah, I know. I mean, in terms of the first person thing, like, I'd rather just play a first person game on the console.
Mm-hmm.
And like being able to look around in the space is really cool. But I kind of feel like the 3D platformer and then something like Beat Saber.
Yeah.
Is that makes, that feels like a more immersive, cool use of it where, I don't know. I guess the thing I'm finding at the moment with the Jurassic Park game is like it's a bit of a shame that I really want to like it, but it's doing it in a style that just isn't the style of VR game that
Check
I've really
not
gelled with so far.
Yeah. As well. Often they have every different...
It does have the... But even that, it's just a personal preference. Yeah, like just sure. the moving through the space thing, it's kind of not what I want out yeah. of a game like that. But anyway.
I think I'd like that game, and it's annoying that I have this fucking headset that cost me $600 at
same
the time.
Same brand.
That's more powerful.
That's yeah. the same thing. But yeah. I don't have to be on a Facebook account with that one. Is yeah, the reason they're yeah, doing yeah. exclusives on the Quest, I think.
Ah, sure.
They're right. sort of different development environments, but I don't think it'd be too difficult to put them on both.
Hmm.
But with a Quest, you have to have Facebook, and that's their product now is
right.
a get you on Facebook machine.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is fucking annoying.
That is
and that
stupid.
One that I do have in sometime this year or next year will require Facebook.
I think
at
this
some
year,
point.
It's like April or something this
so
year.
So
yeah.
if at that point it comes over, then it'll be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You fucking fuckers.
Yeah.
yeah.
How about
yeah.
you fuck your own fucks? You
yeah.
fuck. Man, I'm just as eloquent in 2021 as I ever was. It's nice to be back doing the podcast after a little break over
yeah,
the holidays.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, it
a little
is.
Recharge.
Nice yeah. to look at all these games. There's a fuckload of them that are coming
yeah.
out this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to play the PS5 more.
Yep. Yes. And I think, yeah, we'll start to see more of what's coming out for the PS5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we will probably see more like kind of cool VR stuff. Whatever Nintendo are doing, we'll find out about. So, yeah, stuff is launched and it feels like, you know, we're settling into kind of a bit of just business as usual, but there's still enough exciting new shit to come.
Yeah, with Nintendo especially, they often have a big direct in January or February too, most years.
Yeah.
So look forward to that.
Yeah. yeah.
Look forward to that coming out.
It'll probably go up.
Probably in 15 minutes after you listen to this.
yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up for now. Filthycasuals.com.au. Check out the Patreon. Get a bonus episode every week. Check out the
and
videos.
And early access to the videos.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Discord
yeah,
and shit.
Stuff.
All sorts of community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about, boys.
Exactly.
You got to get into it. Hey, it's about your neighbor. Be good to your neighbor.
Yeah.
Your neighbor's going to be good to you. Yeah. Borrow some sugar. Have some sugar.
Whoa.
I don't even expect it back.
Wow.
You try to give me sugar ever again, I'll fucking end you.
Okay.
okay.
I'm being kind.
okay. Yeah, check out all that stuff. The premium episodes on Bandcamp. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time, as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals.
Welcome to 2021.
That's a funny thing to say.
Yeah, we say it every time.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.